Point of order, Madam Chair. It's time for public comment.
All right. Can you read the rules?
Certainly. So each LSB meeting, we provide half hour for public comment. This is the public's time. If you remember the public, this is your time to say what you want to say. It's the responsibility of the board members to be listening to the public and to follow up as they think appropriate afterwards. Each speaker is going to get 2 minutes initially. If everyone speaks, speakers might get additional two-minute time periods. We're going to try and be as methodical and fair as possible about the order in which we take people. It helps us a lot if you raise your hand in the Zoom feature, and we will pretty much go by that. If you're doing it by phone, *9 raises your hand. Because not everyone can do those things, we'll also try and follow up and find other people who are seeking to speak other ways. If public comment concludes early, the local station board will likely resume addressing other matters that it wants to get to. The LSB is looking for ways to make WBAI successful, strong, robust, relevant, so constructive suggestions are especially valuable. Some other ways to give public comment, you can do so at the before the WBAI Community Advisory Board. The WBAI has town halls. There's a town hall this Sunday on the 18th at 4 p.m. There are listener call-ins during management report to the listeners or the LSB reports to the listeners. And you can send your comments through the board members. So thank you. That said, we have a listener queued up first with a hand raised, and that's Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. Would you like to unmute yourself and address us?
Yes. Three things. I hope the Community Bulletin Board, if it's re-established, will be all meetings that are handicapped accessible, as it was in the past. Mm-hmm. Two, point of information. If somebody could put in the chat, everybody has their name except one person who has their name as local station board. If someone could put in the chat who that is, I find it confusing, and I'd appreciate knowing who it is. The third thing is when Paul DiRienzo was preempted 2 days in a row, and the first time was scheduled, the second after he'd been working all day on the news, and he asked why, he got a message from Berthold saying, because I, the boss, says so, and why are you calling Linda, who is taking care of her granddaughter? Do not F with me. BAI may be gone soon, so I really do not care to deal with BS. You want to quit? Quit. There's no money to pay you anyway, or ton keep BAI going. I pronounced the typos as they were written. I'm reading that so that it can be discussed out of executive session, because it's now open to all. Paul was removed irregularly, and everybody would like to have a regular format for when people are being preempted and how they're being removed. And I hope that Linda will restore the WBAI news again now that she's back, because the Democracy Now! Rehashes the evening news in the morning. So if you replay it in the evening, it's the yesterday evening's news that everybody has already heard about.
Thank you very much. Our next speaker is Kay Williams.
Hi. I'll try and meet my 2-minute goal. I do appreciate what Linda Perry said about the programming quality. As you all know, I stream BAI over the internet, and I've been really impressed with the quality. Not only do I hear things that I don't hear anywhere else, like the debate on debaters debating, I heard an interview this week of, I forget what program it was, but a woman was interviewing the creator of an app called the Taillight, which helps Black people get through police stops in real time. That's survival level help that's being offered. And I just want to give you some perspective. You know, I live in the state of Oklahoma. We have a law here that has outlawed teaching the racist history of this country in any way that makes anybody uncomfortable. I don't know how you do that, but that's the law. And they're using this law to downgrade school districts, which affects their per pupil funding. They're using this law to make teachers, there are a few maverick teachers that have resisted the law, and they're using the law to get them to resign. They're threatening their licensure. This is also happening in Florida and a number of other red states. I've never seen it this bad. And I've never felt a stronger need to save Pacifica and WBAI based on the atmosphere we're facing. And I think you need to, all of us, rise a little bit out of our particular beef that we have. Not that it's not deserving, but there's bigger things out there that have to be dealt with. And we need free speech radio to do it. That's all.
Thank you. And once again, it'll help us to know that you want to speak if you use the Zoom feature to raise your hand, *9 if you're on a phone. Next speaker, person with a phone ending in 5810. You're muted, so please unmute and address us, please.
Yeah, this is Ali, and I'm a WBI listener, and I just need some clarification because there was somebody, one of you from the LSB, who made it a statement regarding your election, saying that the PNB, I guess, had to decide what to do with the election because you're probably not going to hold election, and the person said that they probably were thinking about maybe to replace people that they hold in position with a runner up, but at the same time the person said, but those runner up, nobody voted for them, so therefore you can't put them on in the position. So can you be a runner up with a zero vote? That is very confusing. And another thing, what is guarantee you, all of you, whoever it is, will be on the election and people will have to vote for you, that you will win the next election, so therefore you have to stay in your position. That sounds like the people in our government, that they, for generations, for decades, they stayed in the same position. So are also people in the foundation, are they afraid to be replaced with new people? So I just need some clarification with that. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker has a phone number ending in 8963. Can you unmute yourself and address us, please?
Yes. First, I want to speak about how important it is for the listeners to have a voice in the programming. I was listening to a program on Thursday. The host had a guest, David Banks. He's the chancellor of the public school. I think everybody knows what kind of trouble we're in for our children when it comes to education. And the guests did not ask any real, or rather the host did not ask any probing questions regarding budget cuts, class sizes, termination of teachers, letting go of art, music, phys ed, all these things that our children are going to lose. We had a chance to speak to the chancellor about it. Those questions were not posed. At the end of the show, they opened the lines for a period of 5 minutes. One teacher, public school teacher, called in and said that she taught in a school where they didn't have enough chairs for the students prior to the cuts. And she wanted to know why the host didn't ask a question about the cuts to the chancellor. Then a parent called behind that person. This is within 5 minutes that these questions were posed and hadn't been posed for 50-some-odd minutes prior to that when the program was transpiring. The listeners have to come through on these programs so that the scope of the dialogue will be more related to the public, and it will help us with the CPB approval that we are, in fact, addressing the wants and needs of the listeners, the public, the general public. I can't impress upon you more than that. I intend to write to Alberto to give the exact name of the show, and it's happened before. The lines are open at the last minute, and the people that call in ask more relevant questions than some of the hosts, or it's almost like they're afraid to ask questions or they can't get really good guests. But the guests should know that they're not going to get the airtime that they would get at WBAI. And as for fundraising, there was a program, I don't know if it's still in existence, it was called The Collision. It was hosted by Dave Zirin. He had a lot of professional athletes. I'm sure that those athletes would sign a jersey or a book that they're promoting.
Your time is up.
Yes, but that is a way to raise money quickly, and let's do the good search card. Thank you. I'm over. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So again, it helps us to know that you want to speak if you can use the raise hand feature. And if you're on a phoning in, that's *9 to do it. Our next speaker is Daryl McPherson.
Thank you, Mr. White, for letting me speak. Daryl McPherson, Bronx, New York. Since people have spoken about good search and good shop, I think it is an excellent way. So, for instance, if David Banks was on with Felipe Luciano on Thursdays, Felipe could have just asked him to have all his students do searches using good search rather than using that other G engine. And we could have had tens of thousands of dollars because he has a student body of 1 million people, and 1 million searches equals $10,000. So we could actually search our way out without having any out of pocket money coming if the announcers, would announce the good search program. We post how to register with Good Search. We remember and remind people that privacy is a thing of the past. And if you use that other G engine, you've given up more information than anybody would ever want to know. So since Good Search uses a Yahoo search engine, even if it fails to find what you're looking for the first time, then you can use a different search engine to complete your search. The idea with Good Search, once again, is every search produces a penny. If you choose to shop on the Good Shop platform, you get a percentage of your shopping going to, once again, if you choose WBAI as your cause of choice, it goes there. And what my suggestion is that producers, A, ask, especially nonprofits, whether they listen to WBAI, whether they're members of WBAI, before the host interviews them on air, and then if in fact they are, and if they would make a pledge to have all their nonprofit supporters do that, we could then in turn get them registered with Good Search and announce today, WBA is announcing Good Search Day for X cause.
Thank you. So again, I'm looking for hands raised to determine next speakers still at this point. So *9 if you're phoning in. Otherwise, just use the Zoom feature. Our next speaker is Carolyn McIntyre. And you have to unmute to speak.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who's here tonight. And two things. I wanted to say that I've been attending finance committee meetings lately, and what's just happened recently, and I think you all should know about this, is an influx of people appearing at the meetings who are not WBAI community. Some are from Texas, and I believe from the West Coast. And this is, I think, should be of concern and something that the WBAI community should be watching, because anybody can join the finance committee if you've attended a certain number of meetings, yet you can't join the Texas station's finance committee unless you're an LSB member. So the rule to join the finance committee is very loose here at WBAI. We're pretty open community, and yet it started to feel like the sharks smelling blood and circling. And with everything going on with the finances and the potential threats, I think we need to be really careful, because if other people from other stations join finance committee and pass motions that are not in WBI's best interest, but are in that particular station's best interest, like let's sell off WBI things, but not our station, then we're really in a vulnerable position. So I think I just want you all to be aware of this, and how can we protect WBAI and make sure that everybody who's here is here with their hearts and leading with their hearts because they care about the free speech and about this community. And then the other thing I'd like to say is I'd like to echo the suggestion. I believe it was Hazel's suggestion that everybody tonight donate to WBAI. If you're here listening and there's a bunch of people where I see phone numbers and no names, if you're here joining this meeting tonight, it's an honor and a privilege to be part of this free speech community, and I'd like to ask you to donate. And I'd like to ask everybody to think about asking three people you know to donate.
Yes, I think that's your time at this point.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here.
Once everyone has had a chance to speak at least once, we will go back and see if anyone else wants to make a statement. The next speaker is identified as Bruce G.
Bruce Grieve. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, yeah. I agree with Basir, and I think we need to think seriously about putting volunteers back in the station. Currently, there's nobody in the station except for the board op, and Linda caught COVID on the outside, so the mask mandate is gone. You know, you've got a workload in terms of outreach and PR and making connections with civic organizations, like we'll help you, you help us. And that's just not going to happen, you know, if we don't have some volunteers come in. And I don't see why, you know, that's a problem. And that's it. I'm done.
Thank you. And I do see that we have some people wanting to get a second 2 minutes to speak, and we will come to those. First, I want to make sure that we're taking everyone who has not yet spoken. And we had a listener named Carrie, who perhaps had something that they wanted to communicate to the people attending the meeting as a member of the public. Carrie, if you want to, I'll come back. We have a listener with a telephone number ending in 2011. Can you unmute and speak?
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello. Great, thank you. So I wanted to say a little bit more. I appreciate the report that was given regarding the National Finance Committee, but I wanted to say a little bit more. I listened to the recording of this meeting this afternoon. Thank you to Serene for providing that. The executive director is working actively to prepare the PMB to educate the PMB about bankruptcy. And she led in her report with the anticipated need for signal swap sale of assets, which she didn't say, but includes station licenses, bankruptcy. So, she was asked, she mentioned a working group and, that was planning these things, and she was asked, I believe it was James Sagerton, you asked a number of good questions in that meeting. She was asked if this working group had been authorized by the PNB, which it hasn't. Here's the thing. She's getting phone calls. She's talking to people on the phone about making these big changes and, you know, warning the National Finance Committee, there are changes coming. And, one other thing that she said is that she doesn't listen to all the stations. And, you know, somebody in this meeting, I don't know exactly who she is, was talking about Pacifica nostalgia and, you know, mission, and poo-pooing the mission statement. And so she has some bad mess in her ears. I won't curse here. So my suggestion is to the folks who are gathered here tonight, reach out to the executive director. I believe the email is ed@pacifica.org, ed as in executive director, and request a phone call. And the woman who, you know, there's a couple people who've spoken about programming and the programming they appreciate. And we should let her know that there is programming that justifies fundraising. You know, the product of Pacifica, yes, the finances are a mess. There are huge bills, yes, but the Pacifica has a valuable product and it should be drawn upon. One more thing, real quick, is the listener who asked a question about the elections should be informed that she can join the LSB listserv and post questions there. Because she's not going to be answered otherwise, at least not tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. The next speaker we have has a telephone number ending in 4347. Please unmute yourself and, there you go, you're unmuted.
Okay, are you hearing me okay?
Yes.
Ah, very good. Alright, so number one, a comment on the programming earlier. I say there are really excellent things. My choices are WBAI Playhouse, the music program, James Irsay, Gary Noel, and now on the premiums, I'd like to comment on some successes. We ran recently The Journey with Bobby Sanabria. We had a 3 audio CD set, and every time we run it, we get a ton of pledges. About 50 of them went out, and there are 25 more or something like that that need to be certified. And to the people that say that Call Our Health Premiums snake oil, listen to the programs. Yes, there's pitching, but the data, the guests they have on, these things work. Do some homework. And see what they're saying and evaluate the information yourself and make up your own mind before you do that. And lastly, Hazel Pender, thank you very much. A regular contributor. You should have gotten your book and your Bobby Sanabria is on his square. And
thank
that's
that.
It. Okay, and that's it. I'm done.
Thank you. So we are nearing the end of people who I know have not yet made a statement. We're going to be moving on to people who wish to make a second statement. there's a request from Carrie that a posting in the chat, which we normally don't use if people are not recognized, be read aloud. Any listener who wants to read that posting from Carrie is welcome to do that as part of public comment. If I don't see a hand raised, I'm going to go back to second time round for Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. Okay, so Eleanor, would you like to unmute and speak?
Yes. The person who was asking about how many votes among the runner-ups, I'm posting a link to where they can find the answer to their question, and I'm happy to read Carrie's remarks. Number one, since at least last month, General Manager Bertold Reimer's LinkedIn account says at the very beginning, seeking a director position. Number two, a conceptual error is the idea that each single Pacifica accounting unit has to have a balanced annual budget. What Pacifica needs is a network development plan and a management shakeup. It means that KPFA, with its circa 31 full-time equivalent paid staff, has to suffer the greatest number of redundancies. By contrast, KPFT, with its 1.5 FTE, and WBAI and WPFW, with their small paid staff, all need to receive money from Berkeley to allow them to both grow and develop. The directors need to get a grip and turn a vision into a plan spawning policies and ensure that the ED exercises control over the managers. Number three, NETA gave their 3 months notice on 30 June. Why did nothing happen to replace them until ED Wells told the 26 July PNB Finance Committee that contractually it wasn't her responsibility to find new people? It took the PNB Personnel Committee 12 days before it met on 7 August. Why were the directors so tardy? Unbelievable. Thank you. And Carrie said that she lacks a microphone and shouldn't be discriminated against for this.
Thank you very much.
That's why she used the chat.
Thank you.
I'd still like to know who the person who's named themselves WBAI Local Station Board is. Could someone please just tell me that?
It's the secretary.
Excuse, this is not for members. You're speaking out of turn. This time is for the listeners.
Well, so thank you anyway.
We're taking second from the listeners, and we have 2 minutes left. Who else is there? We have someone. Okay, someone just entering the meeting. Okay, so person with telephone number ending 2011. We have about 2 minutes. So you can use all or part of that. You have to unmute yourself.
I wanted to mention the person in the waiting room, if you could make sure, it sounds like they've joined. They may want to make a comment.
Okay. Person who was in the waiting room, your calling user number one, would like to make a statement.
Yes, and thank you very much for finally letting me in. I wanted to point out that there's something happening in Pacifica where board seats are literally being stolen. It's particularly bad at KPFT. It's being defended by some people on the WBI LSB. We have one person who was secretly offered the job of IGM when they decided to, quote, lay off their GM, although they have the smallest deficit in the among the three stations that are operating in the red. And not only is this guy the new IGM, but he's insisting on retaining his staff seat, which we know is a violation of the bylaws because as management, you're not allowed to be a delegate. You are on the board as a non-voting member, yet we have, I believe, both Dingman and Sagatin voted for it at our last meeting. Dingman ferociously defended the obscenity of this man being able to sit in two seats. There's a first first runner-up in a staff seat waiting to be seated, but he's being deprived of that. It resembles the nastiness they did earlier in the year of this woman resigned. She sent two emails saying, I can't do this right now. I'll work on a particular committee, but I don't have time to dedicate to the board. She resigned. They accepted the resignation. They seated her replacement and said, just verify that she really sent the email. She really sent the email. She confirmed that she sent the email. Somebody convinced her to, quote, unresign, at which time they booted out the first listener runner-up who had been seated. There are also people who are pushing ferociously to have us become WNYC, not in terms of the improved programming they have been offering over the past 3 years, honestly, people have been listening, but because they want us to be selling chairs and refrigerators and organic meats, you know, regionally, et cetera, every few minutes on our stations. That's not the road we want to go down. Listeners need to have a real opportunity to, not a 2-minute soundbite, but a real opportunity to discuss this change.
Can you please wrap up?
I'll point out that in October 2019, when they came and locked down WBAI and kicked out our staff, that there were people in Houston who came to New York to execute the deed.
So we are now well over that speaker's 2 minutes, and
You left me stuck in the waiting room for three minutes.
I apologize, Madam Chair, that speaker took us over our we're now at 9:47. I turn it back to you to adjourn the meeting.
Yes. Well, the question is whether we should end the meeting so that we can go through the a few of the other
options.
Hello?
Yes, Madam Chair. So I move to...
Second it.
Are there any objections to that? Do people want to try to go on?
I object. We don't have to. There's no law anywhere that we have to adjourn just because it's 9:45. We have, if we're a serious body, we have work yet to do, and we ought to try.
Point
to
of get order.
Are done.
That's
point of order, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, point of order.
Our Paul.
Yeah, okay, you're breaking up. The time for adjournment has been set. There doesn't need to be a motion to adjourn. If somebody wants to keep going, they have to make a motion to extend the time for the meeting.
That's what she's doing, as I understand it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear a motion.
There's a second to that.
Second.
Okay, so... Are there any objections?
Well, what is the motion? To extend the time for this meeting by how long?
I vote to extend it by 20 minutes.
I object.
Well, then 15.
I object, period.
Wait. We can vote on 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But we can talk about, we can have a discussion of this.
No, we can't. Point of order, Madam Chair. It's a motion to extend the time. It changes the agenda. It requires a 2/3 vote, and it's not debatable.
Okay, well, we can vote.
can I change it to 15? Would that be okay? Would that, anybody mind?
Any objections to changing it to 15?
I object.
No, wait, we can't have two votes. Let's vote. Oh, okay. Let's make it be 15 and we'll have a vote about whether to extend the meeting for 15. We have many complaints about that we don't get through enough of these items, so I think it's appropriate to have this voting about this motion. So who is, so will we, John, can you do a count?
Yes, here we go. So the motion is to extend meeting time by 15 minutes. Rachel Barr.
Yes.
Scotty Battle.
Pass.
Doc Shaw. Doc Shaw. John Brinkley.
Yeah.
Priscilla Kankar.
No.
Jack DePalma.
No.
Jack DeVine. No. Not here. James Dingman.
No.
Maxine Harrison Gallman.
No.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Maxine?
No.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Paduni Kamato.
Yes.
Carol Mainland, not here. R. Paul Martin.
No.
Bashir M. Chowey.
Yes.
Catherine O'Sullivan.
No.
Hazel Pinder.
Yes.
Sean Rose.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
James, no. Did you say no?
No.
Thank you. Sharon Salah.
Sharon, unmute.
I'll come back. Max Schmid, not here. Marilyn Foyt Downey.
Yes.
Michael T.D. White.
No.
Amy Wilson, not here. Going back, Scotty Battle.
Abstain.
Doc Shaw. And Sharon Salah. That is 8 in favor, 8 against, 1 abstention.
Well, since we need to have a 2/3 vote, I think we've lost. So the yeses have lost. So I guess that is the end of the meeting.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Be well.
All right.